You can catch Ramona Saturday night, March 9th at Timbler Brewing. It's right up there off of Buck Owens Boulevard. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's 18 and over. You can get your tickets and info at numbskullshows.com. You got Ramona. You also have Twin C's. And you have, what's the third band that's also performing for me?
Here it is, the Baco Tunes podcast with Matt Munoz. Audio brought to you by Chain Cone Clark.
So where are you at right now? Are you in Los Angeles or where are you at?
In Burbank, actually.
Where'd you guys play at last night?
We played at the Observatory in Orange County.
How was the show?
It was great. A lot of people. It was super nice with us. We had a great time. And yeah, it was such a blast and fun to play.
The way I discovered you was just a couple days ago. I saw the poster for the show at Bakersfield. The show is happening Saturday at Timbler Brewing. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of this band before. So I went and I checked out some of your videos. I was just really, really impressed, man. You know, I'm a fan of like, not only Mexican music, I'm Chicano. So of course, you know, I know the things that I know, but I love all the rock and español and the Latin alternative stuff. But one of the things I've always been really interested in is the scene in Tijuana. I've been familiar with a lot of the artists that come over here and perform in the, you know, not only through the Central Valley, which you guys are going to be passing through, but also in Los Angeles, you know, and I've interviewed a lot of the, like the legends of rock and español over the years. Like I've interviewed Ceci Bastida and Julieta Venegas and Los Fabulosos, you know, bands from all over the world. But Tijuana in particular, I've always been interested because, you know, I've gone over there and I've partied in Tijuana with my friends, you know, when we were in high school and college. However, the Tijuana that we knew back then, you know, is not the Tijuana of that of today. Because you guys are out of Tijuana, correct?
Yes, we're from Tijuana. I think most of us. Mm-hmm. One guy from Mexicali, which is like 2 hours from there. But
so what is the music scene like over there? You know, like is it a lot of bands or just a few bands?
I think there's a lot of bands right now. There's other bands like Entre Ciertos, Jardín, Alora Meraki. And there's some bands that are crossovers, like they're from San Diego, Tijuana. They're like Los Shadows. It's pretty interesting to have like that cultural exchange.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, because then, you know, you guys can come over here and play or they can go over there and play. And the one thing that really caught my attention was, of course, your guys' sound. I think a lot of the bands that a lot of people get used to when they hear, oh, there's a band from Tijuana, they're either going to be ska or they're going to be, you know, punk or something. Because so a lot of the ska and the punk bands from Tijuana, they come and they tour through here all the time. However, the particular sound that you guys are doing was just kind of like a Mexican pop, some romantico kind of stuff, some classic sounds, which is also a sound that is really popular like in East Los Angeles right now. So there's a lot of the Latino soul bands that are popping up, the Sincere's that are kind of like retro sounds. And so...
Yeah, we really like that.
Yeah, you guys like that too? Yeah, but and see, I hear that coming from you guys. So what are the bands? And now me as being from California, I know the bands that influenced a lot of those Latino soul bands from East Los Angeles, and they're kind of popping up around Central Valley. But as far as in Tijuana, what were some of the bands that influenced your guys' sound?
Some bands in Tijuana from the 60s are kind of playing music like that, that really soulful, harmonious voices and everything, that the Tijuana Five and the Moonlight, those are like one of the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's been target for sound for a long time ago, like one of her first singles, Tista Socos, is really influenced by that, like 50s, and that connects to with like the soul in California. So we have a wide range of influences, and I think it kind of shows, because right now our new album called Signos de Amor, it's just a variety of sounds. We have some cumbias there, we have some soul, some psychedelia, even there's like a reggaeton track. I think we are pretty, we don't like commit to one sound.
Yeah. I think one of my first experiences with like the Tijuana of now, like I would say since the 90s, because I'm from the 80s. So the rock and español stuff that I grew up listening to was, you know, the groups that everybody knows, Maldita Vecindad and, you know, a lot of the groups that are kind of still around today, Caifanes. However, when you started to discover the new wave of stuff that was happening, it was very DJ oriented. So I didn't really know a lot about the bands, you know, it was like Nortec Collective and all those electronic DJs that were coming up. So it's good to hear, you know, bands like yours coming through town. That's why I wanted to talk to you, because, and I wanted to spread the word, like, get people to come to this show. I was like, people in Bakersfield, we don't always get an opportunity to see bands like yours coming through this area. Most of the time, they either go to play in Fresno or they go to San Francisco, which I know you guys are going to play the next night, or you have to go to Los Angeles. So this particular lineup, are you the only band from Tijuana or and the other bands from Los Angeles, from Southern California?
Yeah, the other band, it's a band called Twin Cheese, which we are touring right now. They're mm-hmm. really good friends of ours. And the other band, I think the city, we're playing Friday with the city. Let me check that out. I'm pretty sure about it. But yeah, they're friends from LA too.
And so I was looking up all the videos. I love all the videos that you guys play. So everybody listening, if you go to their YouTube and you look up Ramona Oficial, Oficial, you will go and check out a lot of really cool videos. One of the videos I really like was from the song La Boda, which is from released about 6 months ago. I noticed that a lot of these, for most of your songs, you have maybe a really cool music video component to it. I really like the video of La Boda. When people who don't know about the group and they see a video like that, was that filmed in your neighborhood, nearby where you guys live?
That's a friend's house, actually. That's one of the guys. That house is one of the guys that helped us make the videos.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Ismael, shout out to them. And yeah, it's nearby, I think, like 15 mm-hmm. minutes from my house, but it's a popular place in, well, not so popular, but it's a canyon in Tijuana. They have like canyons, and it's one of those popular canyons.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. And then I saw you guys, this video was released a month ago, but you guys did a song with Jimena Sariñana. I've interviewed her before, and I've seen her perform many, many times, especially in Los Angeles. I think maybe she even lives in Los Angeles now, because she performs there all the time. And I've had friends who played in her band. You know, doing those kind of collaborations with something like along the lines of like a Jimena Sariñana, does that help boost the band a lot more? Is there a lot of immediate effects?
On the views, it was like immediate. No, you know, like we released it and like in about 2 hours, it had 20,000 views. So it was pretty immediate. Yeah, it was really cool that she wanted to make the song with us, and she said, but we sent the song to her like on Instagram, and she was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna jump on it, and she killed it. It was amazing. And she actually came to Tijuana to record the video with us, and we had a blast doing that, even though it was super rainy in those days. We recorded in January and it was super super rainy, but it all ended up being super cool.
I'm glad she saw the talent. I mean, she knows what she's doing. That's good that she invited you guys to do it. That was a good move on her part, because, you know, you guys are outstanding
band.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Super nice. All right. So we want to, everybody that's listening right now, we want to remind everybody that you can catch Ramona Saturday night, March 9th at Timbler Brewing. It's right up there off of Buck Owens Boulevard. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's 18 and over. You can get your tickets and info at numbskullshows.com. You got Ramona. You also have Twin C's. And you have, what's the third band that's also performing? What you want to do is I'll be posting up the links to their music on all the socials, all the show socials, so that you can check out their sounds, because I was like blown away. All three of these groups are amazing. It's part of this new young wave of groups that are coming from not only south of the border, but from right here, just a few couple hours out of town from Bakersfield. So we're really lucky to have them in. So we want to give them a lot of hospitality. You don't have to drive to LA. All you have to do is just drive a couple miles outside of your house. You get to see Ramona Twin C's in the city right at Timbler Brewing. On that note, what we're going to do is we're going to play a couple songs. I'm going to play a little bit of La Boda, because that was the first video I saw. So we're going to play a little bit of that. And then I'm also going to play a little bit of the song No Te Vayas, which is Ramona, that they collaborated with the amazing Jimena Sariñana. And then maybe I'll play a third song. Let me see. They did a song with David Velasco. It's called Una Cosa Lleva a la Otra. So I'm going to play those all three in a row. Once again, I want to thank Omar. He is the drummer for Ramona. And we look forward to having you here in Bakersfield on Saturday night, brother. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having us. We're really excited. Thank you, Max.
I look forward to catching you guys on Saturday night. Amazing band.
Thanks, man.
Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Escucho al viento cantar. Escucho mi alma llorar. La luz se pierde cada que te alejas. No puedo con la oscuridad. Mi cuerpo extraña tu piel. Mis labios se mueren de sed. Y me congelo en el triste desierto, creyendo que vas a volver. Donde sea que estés, te mando mi amor en mis pensamientos. Hoy me siento tan vacío, ya no puedo.
Sun.
The Bako Tunes Podcast with Matt Munoz. New episodes every week. And for the latest, be sure to follow us at Bako Tunes on Instagram. That's BAKOTUNES. And be sure to like us, rate us, comment at us, and don't forget to subscribe. We'll be back next time.